We're joined now by Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Louise, we talked to Barney Frank last week about his plan for a new consumer protection agency. We talked about a lot of things, but we didn't talk about how he's going to pay for this new agency. And you looked through his entire 291-page plan. How is he going to pay for this?
So it was interesting as I scoured through this plan, which, let me tell you, was really fun this weekend.
That's how you spent your weekend?
Well, it really helped
reading Barney Frank's bill.
But it helped that Sunday was rainy. That definitely helped. But what I came upon, and it hadn't really been discussed, was payment for this because, you know, things cost money. And the bill says it's going to take some of the money from other agencies like the Fed to pay for the consumer agency. Because remember, the Fed and the OCC and the FDIC...
They're supposed to be doing this.
They were supposed to be doing this. They had consumer protection already within them. So we'll shift that over to this agency. And it also said that we'll have some fees on the financial companies under the agency. But here's what really caught me by surprise and made me scratch my head. It was a line in there that said, banks will not have to pay more for consumer protection than they did in the past. That these financial companies won't have to pay more. And I went,
huh? How does that work?
Well, I mean, because it didn't work before. And the consumer protection failed. And so you have to wonder if maybe you need to pay more.
Hmm. Where are they getting this money? I mean, when you say you take money from the Fed, they can print money. So is it money that they would actually take out of their, you know, the money they give to banks and loans? Or is it more out of their operating budget?
So what they said in here is that it's 10% of the Fed's annual expenses. And so, you know, the Fed generates money a lot of ways through its open market operations and ends up giving this money back to the Treasury. And so instead of giving as much money back to the Treasury, it'll shift some to this agency. But, you know, this question is going to come up through all of this reform because we're also talking about a systemic risk regulator. That costs money. Regulation costs money. And I think a central question people need to start thinking about is, are we willing to pay more for regulation? And should the banks have to pay it? Or should taxpayers have to pay it? Who should pay for this protection?
I'd imagine what most people would probably answer that question. Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And of course, the banks will just pass it on to us, right?
If they get charged. They could.
Of course they will.